I'm talking about motivation, and Maslow, who is the husband, identified as the expert in motivation. My only contact with him is that Fuku Morita took his course. He has courses. He gives courses to top people in their whatever. They're either top people in universities or colleges, or top people in companies, or top people in political area. But the person who took his course was Fuku Morita, and Fuku Morita was the president of a big company, and so he has some basic advice for people for each of those roles. For people who are heading big companies, especially with commercial interests, his basic advice was, do not hire a person. Well, Fuku took it because he was curious about my motivation. He couldn't understand what motivated me, because I didn't. The merchants were paying me a lot of money. I didn't seem to have interest in it. I was spending it about as fast as I made it on things. So my motivation was based in curiosity and moving further on, as far as you can see. But his basic advice to people who head commercial organizations or companies was, do not employ a person who, with this motive. This person will do one of two things will happen. We can predict two things will happen. If you employ this person will either take over the company, or he will bankrupt the company. Bankruptcy is more likely, because such a person really doesn't have interest to take over or control anything of organization. They are satisfied. In their life, they've been satisfied with what motivates most people, and they've been long term. For example, many people are motivated to travel the world, and they wait until they become quite old before they have the ability to. When they're retired, they have mercy retired, and after they get retired, right, then they have time to open, and they dream of that. That when I retire, I'm going to go and see many places in the world. That becomes some long dream they have. This person was satisfied with that. That was true. I was satisfied rather early in life with traveling around the world. That's something that. Also, they might dream about acquiring some kind of property. Many people want to have a big house or a big building to live in, and they want to have a car, a showy car. If they have already a small car, they want a bigger one, and they think that is what that they want to buy. Well, I was certainly satisfied with cars when I was very, because I was satisfied with driving cars when I was. Well, I had a driver's license for going to school when I was 11 or 12 years old, and I was driving tractors and big machinery even from the age of 6. I was, in other words, I had high satisfaction in control of vehicles, and at a very early age, I've been fully satiated with it. And then people who, and I have never owned a house or owned a building of any kind, and I've never had a drive in my life that I can know of that I had a drive to own anything like of a, and I never had a strong desire to own anything like that. It was too early satisfied to build up any strong desire for it. If I had waited a long time and thought about it, this is what I want in life, it would become something that becomes a strong motive in my life, but it was too early satisfied. Well, he mentioned that this person had been satisfied with what most people sometimes wait for many years to satisfy. And that's the reason he gets to this level of motivation. In the end, he says, well, the only thing that he has really interest in is how much he can achieve in his one life.